We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College, this is a classic college game. Now to introduce today's game, here's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Did you know Mizzou's last outright conference championship in basketball was back in 1994 when Norm Stewart's team rolled through the Big 8 with a record of 14-0? In 2012, in Mizzou's final year in the Big 12, the Tigers didn't win the regular season title, but they headed off to the SEC with the Big 12's conference tournament trophy in hand. The 2011-2012 Tigers won 33 games, including a three-game run in Kansas City, where Mizzou won each game by an average of 15 points. After opening the tournament with an 18-point win over Oklahoma State, the Tigers handled Texas by 14. That set the stage for Mizzou's last game as a member of the Big 12, Saturday, March 10th, 2012, against Baylor. Sit back and enjoy this Shelter Insurance Mizzou Classic from the Sprint Center in Kansas City and right here on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College.
Harry Jones III jumps against Ricardo Ratliff. Missouri goes from your right to your left on your radio dial. John Higgins to toss it. As always, we hope you enjoy it here on the Tiger Network from Learfield Sports, Missouri's final game as a member of the Big 12. Ball in the air, tapped into the backcourt. Miller hands to Hayslip, and Baylor has it to begin things. Jackson takes it, brings it into the front court. Missouri goes man. Left side away from the arc for AC. Free throw line. Jones in the paint for Miller. Miller outside for Hayslip. Right side between the circles. Comes middle of the floor. Now left side for Jackson. Block left. AC working against Ratliff. Three dribbles. Knocked away. Picked up by Missouri. Denman's got it heading the other way. Denman to the left wing. Guarded by Hayslip. To the trailer. English send it to Pressey, and they reset middle of the floor. Right side, Matt Pressey away from the arc, guarded by Miller. Top of the key, Ratliff. One bounce, hands to Phil Pressey. Over the shoulder pass, Ratliff wide open. Missouri takes the 2-0 lead.
Make that 17 assists for Phil Pressey. Ricardo and Phil, nice little two-man game to start.
Back to the point about Baylor's got to guard Missouri. Jackson, left side, Hayslip between the circles. One bounce comes outside. Guarded by Denman, now sends it right side between the circles. Jackson, top of the key for AC, looking high, low for Jones. Left side, Miller on the wing. Right side of the key with 15 on the shot clock for Jackson. To the top of the key, into the paint, knocked away, picked up by Ratliff. Ratliff behind the back, slows the pace, gives to Pressey. He pushes to the left elbow, to the free throw line, to the right block. Falls down, maintains the dribble. Left corner, English, three ball. Bang! Missouri leads it 5-0.
How's that for a start? 5-0 Tigers, two assists for Phil Pressey, and the defense has been rock solid.
90 seconds in, 5-0 Missouri. Hayslip left side of the key. Left wing Jackson and Missouri defending today, boys and girls. Jackson, right block, Jones. Outside, Jackson. Left side, Hayslip on the wing. A three, missed it. Rebound, Perry Jones over English. Jump hook, rims home.
Yeah, Kim did about all he could that time. He blocked him out, but Perry Jones at 6'11 was able to get up and get the offensive glass.
5-2 in favor of Missouri about 2 minutes in. Here at the Sprint Center in Kansas City, Walton to come in for Baylor. Next dead ball. Pressey brings it to the right side of the court. Now Denman. Denman away from the arc. Toe race three. Bang! It's 8-2 Missouri.
I'll tell you what, Marcus Denman looked Haysom right in the eye and said, if you don't come out and guard me, it's going down.
Jackson. Hayslip on a weave, right side of the key, Miller. Miller guarded by Pressey, picks up the dribble. Block right for AC, guarded by Ratliff, puts on the deck three times, knocked away, comes free to the left side of the key for Hayslip, outside for Jackson, shot clock at 13. Jackson, toe raise three, top of the key, misses, rebound Ratliff.
One and done, great job by Ricardo Ratliff, getting the defensive rebound.
Pressey, toe raise three off the bounce, rims out. Rebound pulled down by AC. Outlet to Jackson. Too quick that time.
Yeah, a little too quick, but he was feeling it from last night when he was 5-for-7.
Timeout taken by Scott Drew. 17-16. Left in the first half, Missouri jumps out to the 8-2 lead against Baylor. Mizzou basketball brought to you by your local Ford dealers. Visit your local Ford dealer today and drive one.
This Missouri basketball team, they played 33 games, and they're averaging 50% from the field. They knock down shots early on, 3-for-4 from the field and 2-for-3 from the three-point line.
Hey, turn your favorite Mizzou fan photos into fun products at MPEX.com, a proud supporter of Mizzou basketball. Upload your photos at MPEX.com and start creating now. 8-2 Missouri. As Denman and English both shaken up last night, have hit threes here in the early going. And a nifty, nifty over-the-shoulder pass to a wide-open Ratliff on the first possession of the game.
Well, again, it's the Phil Pressey-Ricardo Ratliff show. Those two guys play such good two-man basketball together. When Ricardo comes out and sets that pick, he slips to the basket. And if he's open, Phil Pressey will get him every time.
The Partisan Missouri House, as we told you, here in Kansas City, Missouri, for the Big 12 tournament. Jackson to the left side, bounces it outside, run down by Perry Jones, now leaves it for Walton. Jones, middle of the floor, left side, Hayslip, deeper left wing now for Jackson, guarded by Pressey, top of the key for Walton, to the right elbow, right side of the lane to the block, kicks it, free throw line, Jones. Jones puts it on the deck, cut off by Pressey, on a curl, Jackson, split through defender, right wing Walton, from 17, from the right wing, misses. Rebound Miller over English, into the paint, off the back of the rim, missed it, tip no good, tipped up and in by Perry Jones. Jones has got all four of the Baylor points. Missouri leads by four. In front of the pack, Denman, left side to the block, gets fouled by Perry Jones with 16:35 to play in the first half.
That last possession, terrific what Baylor does. That's what they do. They attack the boards. But even after a made basket, Missouri's very good at getting the ball out and putting pressure on the Baylor defense. Denman gets all the way to the free throw line. Denman, now a 90% free throw shooter, gets two.
He was shut out last night, went 0-for-10 from the field. Marcus Denman, 1-for-1, hit the three, and now he's to the free throw line with a chance to extend an 8-4 Missouri lead here early. Makes the free throw as he got the shooter's roll there, Gary Link, something he didn't get last night.
Absolutely. Had some balls go in and out last night, but it's so good for Marcus to hit that first three-point shot, but I'll take him at the free throw line all the time.
Made them both. It's 10-4 Missouri. 16:35 to play here in the first half. Jackson into the front court, bounces to Jones, middle of the floor. Jones, Hayslip, left side, comes back middle of the floor, leaves it for Walton, right side. Now right wing away from the arc for Jackson, comes towards the middle of the floor. Hayslip, top of the key on a curl, right wing Jones from 17, rims out, rebound Pressey. Outlet to Denman, Missouri runs. Denman on the right wing towards the arc, handling the ball, crossover to the right, block hanging off the glass, it rims home, and Missouri takes an 8-point lead.
Well, that's a big time play by Marcus Denman, and with that little tweaky ankle, you can still go strong straight up and forward. The hard thing is playing defense and sliding your feet.
12-4 Missouri with 15:55 to play. Next dead ball, the under 16 break, left block Jones. Jones, left corner, Hayslip, an open three that he parries.
Yeah, but Marcus Denman just clapped his hands and said, I got to get better than that. You'd rather give Perry Jones a 10-footer than Hayslip a wide-open three.
Pressey, crossover, right side of the lane, jumps into Jones, leaves it for Ratliff, lays it up and in. It's 14-7 in favor of Missouri, and you already see a little different demeanor on the faces of the players from Baylor. Jackson forces a three and makes it. It's 14-10 off the Pierre Jackson three-pointer with 15:21 to play in the first half. Pressy to the top of the key. Left elbow fans outside. Bounces it left block. Retrieved by Radliff. Bounces right side of the key for English. English guarded by Walton in the paint for Radliff. Jumps into Miller. Left-hand layup. Rims out. Rebound. Pulled down by Jones. Into the front court comes Jackson to Miller. Toe raise three from the right wing. Misses. Rebound. Pressy. Here comes Missouri. Pressy into the front court. Chased by Walton. Right side of the lane. Splits a defender and lays it up and in.
When Phil Pressy gets ahead of steam, there's not a player in this league, maybe in the country, that can stop him. Terrific job by Phil taking it all the way to the rim.
It's an absolute joke. He wasn't named as one of the five finalists for the Cousy Award.
Just a sophomore. He's got 2 years to win that thing.
Left side between the circles. Jackson bounces to Jones, faces up, Missouri's crowd rises. Hayslip a three, right wing, misses. Rebound, Pressy. Lead pass to Demden in the front court with Jones back, challenges, scoops it up and in. Missouri leads it by eight.
Another timeout by Baylor. Baylor looks a little disheveled. We mentioned they play man-to-man, but that's not their strongest defense. Tigers up eight.
With 14:19 to play, remember, we still have the under 16 timeout to come. They open up Pizza Hut's new $10 dinner box. Get a medium one-topping pan pizza, breadsticks, and cinnamon sticks with marinara and icing for dipping. Only $10 and only at Pizza Hut.
We talk about good shot, great shot. Missouri 7-for-9 to start the game. Tigers 78%, 2-for-3 from the three-point line, and Marcus Denman's made both free throws. Tigers doing okay on the boards, too, just being out rebounded 6-to-4. And here's a theme that you hear every game. Missouri does a good job of taking care of the ball. Two turnovers by Baylor. Missouri has yet to turn the ball over.
Tiger basketball brought to you by State Farm for auto, home, life, and banking. Get to a better state, find an agent, or get a quote at statefarm.com. Pressy, Dixon, Denman. Radliff and English on the court for Missouri. 18-10 is the Tiger advantage with 14:19 to play. Bench warning against Baylor.
Into the game for Baylor. 14, Deuce Bello.
Deuce Bello comes in and Gary Franklin comes in. So they go small, knowing that they need to have guys that can guard these quick players from Missouri.
Yeah, Missouri speeds hurt the length of Baylor.
Walton into the front court on the right side on the sideline, Franklin, middle floor for Walton, free throw line for Miller, right side, Franklin, now top of the key for Walton, left wing, they swing the ball, Bello, block left for Acey, Acey, right side of the key, 17 foot for Walton, misses, rebound, Acey, turns middle, puts it off the glass, missed it, gets it back, stripped, picked up by Bello, puts it up and in. Pressy into the front court. Pressy top of the key. Fouled by Bello. Grabbed him. Takes us to the under 16 timeout with 13:45 to play. Scott Drew talking with the officials. We take a break on the Tiger Network.
You're reliving history. This classic college game continues next from Learfield IMG College.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Lieutenant Governor Mike Keogh and your Missouri General Assembly encourage you to visit buymissouri.net, where you will find great Missouri manufacturers like Continental Bag Company, a quality textile sewing manufacturer located in Mexico, Missouri, since 1927. Learn more about the Buy Missouri program and manufacturers like Continental Bag Company at buymissouri.net.
Do you and your family suffer from ongoing aches and pains? Reaching for the medicine cabinet each morning? Anti-inflammatories are simply treating your symptoms and not the cause. At Restoration Chiropractic, Dr. Taylor Serrois works with patients to achieve optimal health naturally, without drugs or surgery. Dr. Taylor uses an innovative torque release technique to target problem areas and adjust them at the root of the cause, creating a true experience of health and vitality. Visit Dr. Taylor and his friendly staff at their location on Grindstone or online at chirorestoration.com, where healing starts.
MU Healthcare understands the uncertainty that comes with coronavirus can be a stressful time for our community. While we're taking care of patients on the front lines, MU Healthcare wants to ensure you're taking care of yourself at home. Here are a few things you can do to protect your mental health. Connect with others daily. eat healthy, well-balanced meals, and take time to unwind. These small steps can help create a sense of control when it's needed the most. For more info, visit muhealth.org.
From Learfield IMG College, welcome back to this classic college game.
Mizzou's ball baseline right, Pressey to trigger. Bello guards the ball. Pressey looking, bounces it in on a slip. Moore lays it up and missed it, but got pushed in the back by Quincy Acey. So Acey picks up the foul. It's the 13th foul.
Little things like that. Every possession, baseline out of bounds. Coach Haith has good plays set. He knows exactly the way Baylor likes to defend. Steve missed that layup, but he had a wide open look.
This is where Big Steve's got to be better. He's on the free throw line. The senior from Truman High School here in suburban Kansas City. Puts up the first free throw and misses it.
Man, I think
Steve is just a 55% foul shooter on the season, but's been working a lot with Coach Ernie Nestor at practice.
He needs to slow it down a little bit. You get 10 seconds to shoot a free throw. He just seems to shoot them so quick.
Next one from Steve Moore. Misses. Missed them both. The rebound pulled down by Easy. 18-12. Missouri leads with 13:38 to play here in the first half. Baylor with the ball. Mizzou goes 2-3. Do you like it?
I like this. Change it up a little bit. Make Pierre Jackson make a decision.
Walton middle of the floor. Right side away from the arc. Bello deeper right wing now for Franklin. For Acey on the right block against Moore. Puts it on the deck. Turns baseline. Blocked by Steve. Picked up by Dixon. Dixon weaves around Bello. Goes behind the back. Gets fouled. No. No call. Franklin picks up the loose ball and heads the other way. Left side. Miller. Misses an air ball on the baseline. He stepped on the baseline trying to retrieve it, and Missouri gets it back. Great defense, though, on the last possession for Baylor by Big Steve Moore.
And that's what he brings you. He brings the defensive presence inside the lane. And what the big fella does, he just walled up that time. Made Quincy Miller alter his shot, shot an air ball layup, stepped on the line. Tigers hit the ball back.
18-12 is the Missouri lead with 13:11 to play here in the first half of the Big 12 championship game at the Sprint Center in downtown Kansas City. Pressey to the right side, guarded by Bello, comes middle of the floor, ball knocked away by Acey. Pressey runs it down and gets fouled by Acey, who just knocked him down. Just absolutely knocked him down. I can't believe it as he picks up his second foul.
Yeah, silly foul. Got his hand on the ball. The ball went to backcourt. Phil's going to beat him to the ball. What they're doing right now, Bello, 6'4", is trying to guard Phil Pressey, and all Phil's doing is just kind of measuring that young man because it's going to be very difficult for Bello, 6'4", to stay in front of Pressey.
Fourth team foul on Baylor. Missouri is yet to be whistled for a foul. 7 minutes into the game, 18-12 Tigers. Dixon works on Walton. Anthony Jones to come in for Baylor. Dixon takes it right side, now comes back left side off an English pick, back to English, right side of the key, ball fake, drives it free throw line to the cutting Denman, blocked away by Jones, picked up by Jones, comes the other way, right side Franklin, right wing, bounces it left elbow, Walton from 15, knocks it down. Steve Moore and Acey get tangled up and go down hard to the court. On the opposite end, Franklin and English collided heads as English made the cut to the basket.
Yeah, one thing about Quincy Acey, he plays the game hard, and I admire that. 6'7", 225, but Steve Moore will not back down from anyone. That time, the two big guys got a little skirmish. Good no call by the officials. Acey getting a little bit of a rest.
English has to go out, being looked at over on the Missouri bench. Steve Moore to inbound the ball. Pressey takes it. He'll be guarded by Bello. Missouri leads by four, 12 and a half minutes to play here in the first half. Pressey near the front court on the left side. Comes right side of the court. Goes behind the back to the right side of the lane. Over the shoulder pass. Went through the hands of Radliff. Good pass. Just a little too firm for Radliff to handle. The turnover against Pressey gives the ball back to Baylor down four with 12:17 to play in the half.
Sometimes the spacing's just not quite right. That time they were almost too close to each other for that kind of a speed.
Jackson into the front court on the left side. Tigers go 2-3. Walton. Right side of the court, right wing now Bello. Bello drives baseline around Radliff, reverse layup, good.
Yeah, mistake that Ricardo Radliff made that time. He's got to take the baseline away from Bello. 6-4, quick.
Baylor in the midst of a 6-0 run to cut Missouri's 8-point lead down to 2 with 11:50 to play in the half. Pressey to the right side of the court handling the ball, looking for movement away. Leaves it for Denman, guarded by Jackson. Denman for Dixon, left side of the key. Mike holds it high above his head, puts it on the deck. Brings it between the legs, pops from 17, forced the shot, missed the shot. Baylor with a chance to tie on this possession. Jackson into the front court on the left side. Jackson slows the pace, now looks inside, throws it top of the key, taken by Jones. Right corner, Anthony Jones. Jones kicks it outside for Bello, reverse it left side, now taken by Jackson. Jackson top of the key, bounce it right wing, Walton splits the defense. Outside Jackson, right side of the key. Three ball misses, rebound tip controlled by Steve Moore. Mizzou by two as we approach the 11-minute mark. Pressey, left side of the lane. Left corner, Dixon, open three. Missed it. Rebound, Ratliff on the weak side. Spins baseline, lays it up and in.
Best offensive rebounder in the league. Gets another one. Missouri much better, though, when we play in transition. Baylor's getting back in the game because it's been a half-court game the last 3 minutes.
20-16 after the Ratliff lay-in, and what a nifty move on the baseline to spin free of Perry Jones the third. Anthony Jones faces up at the free throw line. Now to the left side of the lane, missed it. And a foul call, a blocking foul against Steve Moore. A delayed call, really late. Called by the Joe DeRosa on the left sideline. First foul against Missouri, 20-16, the Tiger lead with 10:41 to play in the first half on the Tiger Network. So Anthony Jones, the left-handed senior, to the free throw line. He's out of Houston, Texas, 6'10", 195, just a 61% foul shooter. This one's strong. The next free throw from Anthony Jones pulls Baylor within three. Quincy Miller comes in replacing Anthony Jones. 20-17 Missouri. Tigers jumped out to the 8-2 lead and led it by as many as eight, again at 18-10. Currently a three-point advantage almost halfway through the first half. Pressey to the left side off a Ratliff pick. Top of the key, English. One bounce, hands to Dixon. Sends it left side. Pressey off the Ratliff pick, top of the key. Right corner, English, an open three. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by A.J. Walton into the front court. To the right side of the lane. Challenges Ratliff, lays it up and in. And Baylor's within one at 20-19.
Yeah, the first rule on a fast break is you have to stop the ball. That time A.J. Walton got a run from about 70 feet. No one stopped him.
Tigers got an open look. English couldn't hit it. Pick and roll. Ratliff open, lays it up and in. It gets fouled with 10:06 to play. What a nifty pass on the pick and roll. And Ratliff will step to the free throw line.
Yeah, excellent point. Good pass. But Ricardo Ratliff's hands, for a big guy, he's got some of the best hands in America. You throw him the ball in the right spot, he'll catch it. And the nice thing about Dixon and Phil, they give him the ball so that all the big fella has to do is if I catch it and go up and finish, he knows the defender's on the other side.
Heslip with the foul, his first, the 15th foul against Baylor. It sends Ratliff to the free throw line. He's got 8 points already on 4 of 5 shooting from the field today. Makes the free throw in Missouri. Leads it now 23-19. Jones, right side, Heslip. Heslip, top of the key for Walton. Drives to the right side of the lane. Fouled by Denman with a body with 9:56 to play. Denman picks up his first personal foul, second team foul against Missouri. Baylor will inbound. Baseline right. Jackson to trigger. Denman guarding the ball. Jackson, right corner, Heslip. Ball fake, kick it outside, Walton. Walton drives it to the elbow, cut off on the right side. Fans top of the key. Now deflected, taken away by Dixon into the front court. Dixon fouls, he tried to drive. Pierre Jackson picks up the personal foul. 16th foul against Baylor and Missouri with hands in the passing lane.
What a luxury Missouri has. You take out Phil Presser, you bring in Michael Dixon, and might even be a little quicker than Phil. Good deflection, good steal.
Dixon, right wing, English, open three. Bang! He splices it home.
Young man from Baltimore is having a tournament.
26-19, the lead back to 7, and the Missouri fans come to their feet. Left side, Walton. Walton on a curl. Heslip back to Walton on the left wing. Free throw line for Jones. Jab step, 16-footer. Misses. Rebound, Denman. Snap. Takes it away from Miller. To Matt Pressey into the front court on the right side. Leaves it for Dixon. Dixon looks inside. Gets the high screen from Ratliff. Comes to the top of the key. Throws it in for Ratliff. Threw it away off the rim. Rebound goes to Jackson, who comes into the front court on the right side. Jackson to the trailer. Jones drives right side of the lane. Foul to reach. Lays it up and in. A foul goes against Missouri. Bad pass on the opposite end. Leads to an easy layup And a foul against Missouri's Ratliff.
Excellent point. Points off turnovers. And Perry Jones, 6'11", and very skilled, but he takes that ball and puts it on the floor all the way from the free throw line. You got to take his right hand away. You got to make Perry Jones go to his left.
Jones, who had 31 in the quarters and 18 last night against KU, makes the free throw. 26-22, the Missouri lead with 9:05 to play here in the first half. Dixon into the front court. Off a Ratliff pick, left side of the key, leaves it now for English, middle of the floor. One bounce, hands on a weave to Pressey, left side Dixon. Dixon to the top of the key. Left wing Denman, he steps into a three. Missed it, rebound Acey. Outlet to Jackson, right sideline into the front court. Jackson with the left hand, comes top of the key, left side of the key, Walton. Walton looks inside from the left wing, throws it right wing for Jones, guarded by English. Jones off a Jackson pick, doesn't use it. Now off an AC pick, does. Bumps away English, comes to the top of the key, launches a three and misses it wide right. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Mike Dixon of Missouri.
Boy, and that's a shot you'll give Perry Jones every time. Kimmy's going to try to plead his case, but just play defense. You play defense like that, they'll catch you on a push-off. Might have got away with an elbow, but officials are doing a nice job in this game. Tigers lead by 4, 8:25 to go in the first half.
Right sideline, Walton to trigger. Quincy Miller back in as Jones sits down for Baylor. Missouri leading 26-22. Jackson takes it on the right side. Comes middle of the floor, now towards the left side of the key. Left wing, Heslop on a curl. Drives it to the left wing. Now left block, Miller. Jump hook off the back of the rim. Misses. Rebound, Steve Moore. Outlet to Dixon. Missouri by 4. A chance to extend it. Dixon on the left wing. Looks for the trailer. Gets a pick for Moore. Missed him on the pick and roll. Double team comes. Bounce it outside now for Pressey. Phil right side. Splits the defender to the free throw line. Left side of the lane to the trailer. Moore lays it up and in and got fouled by Heslop, who picks up number 2.
Quincy Acey had no idea what to do. Phil just looked him eyeball to eyeball. Acey got caught in no man's land and Phil delivered to the big fella.
There's a timeout on the court with 7:58 to play in the first half. Mizzou, the 2-seed, leads Baylor, the 3-seed, 28-22 here in the Big 12 title game.
You're reliving history. More of this classic college game next from Learfield IMG College.
Most people don't enjoy a long drive from the airport, so why not choose Columbia Regional Airport? They offer free parking, short lines, and of course a much shorter drive home. And with direct flights to Dallas, Denver, and Chicago, your trip just got a whole lot easier. Enjoy less time parking, less time in lines, less time on the highway, and more time warm and comfortable at home. Visit FlyCOU to see how affordable, convenient flights can be. Columbia Regional Airport. There sooner, home faster.
What's the mark of a true fan? Someone who shows up, game after game, supporting their team no matter what. Celebrating the wins. Hanging in there through the tough times. Passionate and vocal. Loyal and consistent. At Great Southern Bank, that's how we feel about our communities. Proud to be a part of the team, showing up day after day, ready to help however we can. Great Southern Bank, we're fans too. Member FDIC.
So you need to avoid big gatherings of people for the time being. That doesn't mean you need to miss out on delicious, savory barbecue from Dickey's. Stop by the drive-thru at Dickey's Barbecue on Form and pick up your favorite choice of slow smoke goodness. Or, if you don't want to leave your home, have Dickey's deliver straight to your door through Uber Eats, Grubhub, Postmates, or Dickey's.com. Whatever you choose, you can maintain your social distancing and still satisfy those taste buds. Dickey's Barbecue. Slow smoked. Served fast.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
From Learfield IMG College, this is a classic college game.
7 minutes and 58 seconds to play. Steve Moore 0 for 2 at the free throw line. A chance to complete a three-point play and give Missouri a seven-point lead with less than 8 to play here in the first half. Barry Jones the third on the bench for Baylor. Heslop stays on the court with two fouls. Free throw miss. Bello tips it back to Acey, and Baylor's got it. Down by six with less than eight to play. Jackson on the left side. Comes top of the key. Cut off by Dixon. Fans outside towards the half court line on the right side of the court. Now approaches the arc. Looks for a high screen from Acey. Cut off right wing. Now comes back top of the key. Good defense by Dixon. Entry pass on the left block. Miller turns inside. Puts it up. Made it. And 28-24. English went for the steal, and Miller was able to avoid the quick hands and put it up over the top of Kim.
Yeah, but 6'10", when he catches it that low, that's the right defense, because when he catches it that low, he's going to be hard to guard.
English comes left side, hands off for Dixon on a weave, off of a Moore pick, right wing outside, Pressey. Pressey off a pick for Moore, right side of the key, now drives, left elbow, picks up the dribble, kicks it right wing, Dixon, here comes a three, bang, Missouri extends the advantage to 31-24.
Well, when you got Pressey and Dixon both on the floor, you got speed, and you got two guys that can knock down shots.
Tigers lead it again by seven. Jackson, a crossover to the left elbow, now spins back right side, Bello. Bello block right for Miller, posting down low, almost tied up by Pressey. Puts it up, it rims out, rebound Steve Moore. Got a point blank look against the 6'6 English and couldn't finish. Pressey middle of the floor. Less than seven to play here in the first half. 31-24 Missouri. Pressey takes it left side of the court. Now throws it middle of the floor between the circles. English, one bounce hands to Dixon as they interchange. Dixon off a Moore high screen. Picks up the dribble, bounces it right side, English. English approaches the wing. Here comes a three. Left it short. Rebound at the free throw line. Jackson Baylor heads the other way. Radliff to come in next at ball. Bello the trailer. Drives it into the paint. Lost the ball. A reach against Pressey. Comes with 6 minutes and 10 seconds to play. First personal foul against Phil. Denman and Radliff to come in. Jones the third to come back in for Baylor.
Good call. They got Phil that time with a reach. Good call by the officials, but I love the way Missouri's interior defense was there. Steve Moore was right in the middle, and if we don't get the foul called, Bello was going to run right into Steve.
Bello might have shuffled his feet on that first step. Left corner, Bello mishandles the ball, now brings it outside for Heslop. 2-3 zone for Missouri. Heslop holds left side, now puts it on the deck, kicks it left side for Jackson. Left block for Jones, guarded by Radliff, trying to back him down into the paint. High arc and jump hook, misses, tipped up and in. Flying in to tip it in was Bello.
That's the thing about the 2-3 zone. Sometimes your responsibility for the blockout's just not there, and the athleticism of Baylor got the tip in.
Takeaway offensive rebound points, and Missouri would be in a blowout right now.
That's what Baylor does. They crash the boards.
Yes, they do. Very good at it. Pressey for Dixon. Spins away from Jackson. Flips it left side. Pressey. Pressey drives. Left corner. English takes it. Drives around Acey to the left block. Splits the defender. Lay it up and in.
Great job by Kim English avoiding the contact. Don't make the official make the call. Blocker charge. Avoid the contract.
Jackson, left side, Heslop, an open three, made it, splashed it home. Denman late closing out, it's 33-29.
You cannot help off a Heslop. You have got to go out and guard him no matter what.
5:09 to play in the first half. Missouri has led by as many as eight here in the first half. They have not trailed in this first half. Pressey left side. Left wing Dixon, quick three, missed it. Rebound pulled down by Jackson. Mike a little quick on the trigger today. Jackson for Baylor. Right elbow, Acey outside Heslop on a curl to the free throw line. 15-footer splashes home. Baylor's within two.
Five consecutive points by Brady Heslop.
Dixon now 1-for-4 from the field, 1-for-3 from three. 4.5 minutes to play in the first half, 33-31. The Baylor fans trying to inspire their team, making some noise. Pressey to the left side, middle of the floor taken by Denman. Right side between the circles. Now Dixon, guarded by Jackson off a Radliff pick. Drives to the left side, turns to the block, scoops it up, missed it. A rebound pulled down by Radliff, but a foul against Perry Jones. Jones picks up his second personal foul with 4:19 to play in the half.
What you like about that play, Michael Dixon having a little tough time hitting the outside shot, so he turned the corner, took it all the way to the rim. One thing about Michael Dixon, he has no fear going in there with the bigger players. Took that one strong, and that's the key. Go up strong. If there's contact, then you get the foul. Michael Dixon, 89% from the free throw line.
Former star at Lee's Summit West. Makes the free throw. Missouri 34. Baylor 31.
You made a key point. Missouri led by 8 in this game early. Baylor made a little run, but Baylor's not led in this game for a long time, and that wears on you after a while. So if Missouri can maintain this lead at halftime, advantage the Tigers.
35-31, and again, Baylor has not had a lead in the game. Tigers jumped out to that 8-2 lead, and it's been Missouri in front since. Heslop on the left side. Baylor down 4. Comes outside to the middle of the floor. Leaves the ball for Bello. Now for Jackson. Right side between the circles. Drives left side of the key. To the left wing. Left block for Jones. Top of the key. Bello. Jab step. Now a 3. Wide right. Rebound tipped at the free throw line. Acey puts it on the deck. Challenging Radliff. Jumps it baseline. Out of bounds. Back to Missouri. He tried to get Bello on a cut. Takes us to the under 4 break. A turnover against Baylor gives Missouri the ball back after the timeout, leading 35-31. Franklin, Walton, and Miller back in for Baylor. Dixon on a weave, middle of the floor, now left side of the key. Denman guarded by Franklin. Denman holds it, looks inside, now fans outside between the circles. Denman for Pressey. Left side, English, reverse it, right side for Denman. Shot clock at 15, off a Radliff pick, top of the key. Right wing, English, looks inside, throws it to Radliff on the block against Acey. Couple of dribbles, turns baseline, jump hook, miss. Got it back, though, middle of the paint, left wing, Dixon, top of the key, Pressey. Fresh 35 in the paint, now middle of the paint for Radliff to the left block, bounce it outside, Dixon. He reseals left block, puts it on the deck, jump hook, good. Missouri extends the advantage on great interior play on a two-man game, Gary.
And it's a terrific job by Phil Pressey. Reward the big guy for getting the offensive rebound. Keep giving him touches.
37-31, Mizzou, less than 3 to play in the first half. Franklin, middle floor. Walton, now left side between the circles for Bello. Free throw line, Miller, toe race, 15-footer, good. He made a ton of those in the first two meetings.
He's just a bad matchup. 6'10", he can shoot it a little bit. You got to give him something, but you got to get a little closer than that.
2:35 to play in the half. Dixon on the right side. Top of the key for Radliff. One bounce, hands to Pressey on a weave. Right side of the key, free throw line. Right side of the lane, over the shoulder pass. English, left corner, Denman, open 3. Missed it. Rebound, Radliff on the right block. Into the paint, head and shoulder fake. Puts it up, and it rims out. Rebound pulled down by Acey. Bounces the outlet to Walton. Pressey falls down. Walton, top of the key, crossover into the paint. No looks past. Miller lays it up and in. Baylor pulls within 2 at 37-35 with 2:08 to play in the first half. Dixon out of control. Quickly the other way, gets fouled.
8th team foul on Baylor, so Michael Dixon goes to the free throw line. Missouri commits just 4 fouls so far, and we have 2:04 to go in the first half.
A.J. Walton whistled for the foul. Jones comes in. Acey sits down for Baylor. 37-35. Dixon at the free throw line as Heslop and Jackson come back for the Bears.
Very important for Missouri now. 2:04 to go in the half, up 2. You want to finish this half the right way. Last night against Texas, for about the last 3 minutes of the half, we didn't finish it as strong as we would like, and that's a point of emphasis today against Baylor.
Denman and Radliff sit down. Moore comes in for Missouri, along with Matt Pressey. Dixon makes the free throw. Mizzou by 3, 38-35. 2:04 to play in the first half. Makes both free throws. 4 for 4 today is Mike Dixon. Jackson, middle of the floor for Jones. Jackson retakes the ball. Now takes it left side of the court with a left-hand dribble. Crossover cut off on the wing. Bounces it left block for Miller. Posting English. Turns baseline. Stripped by Kim. Off of Miller. Back to Missouri. And a fist in the air pump from Kim English after defense on the baseline.
That's just really quick hands and smart player. Quincy Miller, 6'10", 2'10", freshman. Kim English, the senior, just used his quickness that time. Not only knocked the ball out of his hands, but knocked it off his leg, so Tigers get the ball back.
All right, by 4, 1:47 to play in the half. You've got the ball. What do you need to do here?
What you need to do is be very patient. Make sure you make a good decision by Phil Pressey this time and get a good shot. Doesn't have to be a great shot, but make sure you get a good one.
Pressey, left side of the court. Takes it right side off the Radliff pick. Now back to the top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Flips it for English away from the arc on the right side. Drives to the right elbow. Sends it left wing. Denman. Denman cuts outside now. Crossover gets into the paint with the drive to the rim. Puts it up and in. Missouri leads it. 41-35 on the drive to the basket by Marcus Denman.
Brady Heslop, a good three-point shooter. Not a great defender. Marcus Denman took advantage.
1:16 to play in the half. Heslip to the top of the key. Back to Jones on the right wing. Trying to back down English to the block. Turns. Puts it high off the glass. Good.
Yeah, when he gets that close to the basket, two dribbles, he's very good.
41-37, 103 to play. Pressey quickly the other way into the paint. Pivots. Jump hook. Misses. Rebound tipped by Radliff. Pulled down by Quincy Miller off of Bello. 54 seconds to play in the half. Missouri leads by four. Left side, Jones on the wing. Looks inside for Miller. Kicks it outside for Jackson. Jackson, left side of the key, guarded by Dixon. To Miller on the left block. Miller, a ball fake. Bello into the paint. Fouled by Pressey with 38.1 seconds to play in the half. 15 foul against Missouri will send Deuce Bello to the free throw line. Bello, a 6'4 freshman from Greensboro, North Carolina, a 53% foul shooter.
Yeah, smart play that time by Bello. Just a freshman, but Phil went over to double team. They got the ball to Bello, and Bello, rather than shoot it, attacked the basket.
Pressey picks up his second personal foul. 38.1 to go in the first half. 41-37. Bello's first free throw is strong off the back of the rim.
Cardo Ratliff, Kim English have inside position. Very important right now. Coach Chu's got Denman and Dixon switching positions because he wants to squeeze Perry Jones.
Missed them both. Rebound English. Frank Haith takes a quick timeout.
Free throws in close games. We talk about it all the time. Missouri 7 for 10 in this game. Baylor just 2 for 5. Great timeout. 35 seconds on the shot clock. 37 seconds on the game clock. So this is a possession where, boy, unless you have a point-blank layup, you want to come down, you want to run that 35 seconds all the way down to about 5. Take your shot, get a chance for a tip-in, and then don't give Baylor time to go the other way. Worst-case scenario is you go out up 4. Best case, you go out up 7. Once again, Missouri shooting lights out. 54% from the field, 15 out of 28. Baylor, not bad, 16 out of 36. Baylor out rebounding Missouri, 21-14. But 9 offensive rebounds by Baylor, keeping them in the game.
37.6 seconds to play. Missouri will have the ball, leading by 4, 41-37. Union Electrical Contractors in the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. One call does it for all of your electrical or communication needs. Little token pressure for Jackson. English to inbound. Gets it to Dixon. Dixon will bring it down court. Right side, Pressey back to Dixon, who comes into the front court. Baylor goes zone here, Gary. Double team comes. Pressey at the half court line. Splits it. Gets fouled. Bello with the reach.
Yeah, just a freshman mistake. That was a nice play that time by Baylor switching the defense. And they caught Missouri right at the half-court line. So the half-court line was like a third defender. But then you bail Missouri out with a reach. And how many times did we see that last year? Double team's good, but you can't be ratting around on the ball. You commit fouls.
A.J. Walton to come in. Bello picks up his second personal foul. 24.8 to play in the half. Missouri leading 41-37. Pressey makes the free throw.
That's another part of his game. It just kind of goes unnoticed. 76% free throw shooter. Also, that was the 10th team foul on Baylor. So instead of the 1-on-1, you got the automatic 2, and that's just a nice mental edge for a free throw shooter.
English goes out. So Missouri with Denman, Dixon, Pressey, along with Steve Moore and Radliff. Phil makes both free throws. Phil with 4 points. It's 43-37 Missouri, 24.8 to play. Phil Pressey sits down. The Tigers able to get Matt Pressey back in.
And we got a foul to give, too. You get foul here, and they don't shoot a 1-on-1.
Dixon guarding Jackson. Content to dribble the ball just inside of half court. 12 seconds to play in the half. Mizzou by 6. Jackson, middle of the floor. Crossover cut off. Gets behind the back into the paint. Sends it left side. Walton. 3 ball. Missed it. 3 seconds to play. Heslip picks it up. Stripped by Steve Moore. Picked up by Dixon. Great defense with his butt on the floor. Steve Moore able to get a hand on the basketball.
He finds a way. Steve Moore finds a way. 20 minutes to go. Missouri's up 6.5.
You're reliving history. This classic college game continues next from Learfield IMG College.
Black and Gold cold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faurot Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
What does greatness look like? It's one of those things, while not always obvious, everyone understands. It's your fourth grade teacher who always listened to you. The lady at your coffee shop who asks about your Jack Russell every visit. Your neighbor who's right there for you with good advice on just about everything. Greatness is sometimes the smallest act of kindness with the largest impact. At Great Southern Bank, we understand what makes our community great are the people. Great Southern Bank, understanding what really matters. Member FDIC.
Como Smoking Fire's the greatest barbecue in all the land!
Dude, what are you doing? I told you that was my secret lunch spot.
Sorry, man, it's too good. I can't help it.
They make Columbia barbecue. It's not Kansas City or St. Louis barbecue. It's even better.
You keep this up and everyone's going to want to try it.
Yeah, isn't it great?
I don't know why we're friends.
The secret is out. Como Smoke and Fire on Paris Road is Columbia barbecue. It's not St. Louis. It's not Kansas City. Como Smoke and Fire.
We are Columbia barbecue.
From Learfield IMG College, you're listening to a classic college game.
Tigers have it. We're underway. 20 minutes to play for the Big 12 championship. Pressey comes into the front court off a Radliff pick, throws it right wing for English, guarded by Jones. English looks inside, bounces right side of the lane. Radliff bounces outside for Pressey. English on the right wing. Right block for Radliff, guarded by Easy. Couple of bounces, turns baseline, leans in, jump hook. Goes down, and Missouri leads it 45-37.
Great patience by Ricardo Radliff, and he kissed it off the square, and Kim English kept giving him the ball.
His work with Tador Pandolf and others has really been paying dividends. Throwing it out of bounds is AC on a cut down the right side of the lane, intended for Jackson. Missouri with a chance to extend an 8-point lead. They have matched their largest lead, which was 8 twice in the first half. Can they extend it to 10? 19-24 to play. Pressey, right side of the key, drives right side of the lane, over the shoulder pass, picked up by English. Left elbow, fadeaway, jumper misses, rebound on the sideline, run down by Pressey, throws it right side, English, drives it right block, hands it inside off of Jackson, picked up by Pressey, throws it outside to Phil Pressey. Missouri resets with 27 on the shot clock, leading by 8 with 19 minutes to play. Pressey right side for his brother, Matt Pressey, the senior from Dallas, outside for Radliff. Now hands to Phil off a pick from English, right wing. Drive, scoops it. Good. Missouri by 10.
Boy, that was about as sloppy possession as you're going to have for Missouri. A bunch of balls on the floor, but Tigers wanted the ball more than Baylor.
Tigers by 10. 18:40 to play in the Big 12 championship game as the Missouri faithful rise to their feet again. AC top of the key. Guarded by Radliff, right wing Heslip. Pulls the trigger on a three and it rims home.
Yeah, Marcus Demons got to be quicker. You got to get out and get a hand in his face. I saw him last night against Kansas. He single-handedly made threes down the stretch to seal the deal.
47-40 is the Mizzou lead with 18-18 to play. A game that Missouri has not trailed in. Radliff top of the key. Takes the ball from Pressey. Puts it on the deck. Hands to Denman. Comes off an English pick to the right side. Back to English left side. Left block Radliff. Good seal. Lays it up. Right side of the basket. Good.
Boy, Ricardo Radliff doing a good job of getting proper position. And the guards are doing a good job of feeding him.
You can talk about Baylor's vaunted front line, but the story today has been Ricardo Radliff. AC top of the key, guarded by Radliff. Backs off to the free throw line, waving his arms. Right wing, Jackson loses a man. Three ball, missed it. Rebound, Pressey. Pressey, middle of the floor. Pressey, top of the key. Pressey avoids Jackson and banks it home. 51-40 Missouri.
Three on two fast break. They didn't pick up the ball, and Phil Pressey took it to the rim. Scott Drews taking a timeout.
17 minutes and 33 seconds to play. Missouri extends its lead. The Tigers lead by 11. Jackson into the front court, middle of the floor. They go 1-4 flat. Now they flare Walton outside, top of the key. AC swinging left side. Jackson trying to post Miller. Left side of the key. Heslip, quick three. Missed this one. Rebound snatched by Denman. Tries to throw the outlet. It goes off of the backboard. He got bumped. To his defense, he got bumped and was falling out of bounds and tried to rifle the outlet. It hit the bottom of the backboard, sailed out of bounds, and Baylor gets a break and the ball back.
But that's nice defense by Matt Pressey. That time, Pressey closed hard on Heslip with high, we call it high hands. He had his hand way above his head, altered the shot just enough.
Baylor's ball, baseline right. Jackson throws it outside, taken by Walton. Left elbow for Miller. Between the circles, Heslip mounts it right side. Jackson, block right, Acey. AC away from the block. Right elbow taken by Walton. Backing down English. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound English. Tigers have it, leading by 11. 3 minutes into the second half and a chance to extend the lead on this possession.
And that's playing defense like a man. He contested the shot and rebounded the miss.
Pressey. English middle of the floor. To Pressey off a pick from Ratliff, right side of the key. Pull up 16-footer. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by Walton.
That's a shot that Phil doesn't need.
Walton into the front court. Tigers by 11, 16 and a half to play. Block right, AC deep. Forces his way inside, missed it. Tipped up and in by Jackson. It's 51-42, Mizzou. Jones the third to come in next dead ball. Pressey the left side. Matt Pressey takes it left wing. English top of the key. Wheels to the right side, hands to Pressey off a Ratliff pick, splits the defender in the paint, left corner, Matt Pressey a three, bang, he buried it, and Missouri leads it by 12.
Bill Pressey to Matt Pressey, what a nice bucket to get off the snide.
Miller, right side Walton, deep on the right block off the hands, AC runs it down. Right wing Heslip. Heslip on the sideline in front of the Baylor bench, comes outside, good defense by Matt Pressey, shot clock at 20. Heslip knocked away by Denman into the front court. Denman left side chased by Walton. Spins it. The block, head and shoulder fake. Left hand missed it. Tipped home by Matt Pressey. Missouri leads it 56-42.
Baylor late down the floor. Never assume your teammate's going to make a layup. Matt Pressey didn't. Tigers up 14.
Baylor takes a timeout. Tigers by 14 in the Big 12 title game with 15 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Highly skilled craftsmen of the Sheet Metal Workers, Local 36, proud to support Tiger basketball. They wish Frank Heath and his team the best of luck this season.
A little 13-5 run by Missouri to start the second half. Scott Drews had to take two timeouts to kind of settle his team down, and I watched A.J. Walton. He walked right to the bench. Had nothing to do with the coach. Bad chemistry right now on Baylor. Terrific job by Missouri playing with just quiet confidence. Pressey was held scoreless in the first half. Hits a big three, and then he comes down, plays terrific defense on Heslip. Marcus Denman comes up with a steal. Matt Pressey doesn't give up on the play, gets the layup. Five quick points by Pressey. Tigers now lead by 14.
And now can they do it defensively, trying to extend a 14-point lead with 15 and a half minutes to play. They go 2-3 zone, no back man-to-man. Jackson picks up the dribble, looks. Now gives it to AC, back to Jackson. Shot clock under 17. Jackson directing traffic. 15 on the shot clock, bounce it top of the key for AC, looking for the high low, drives right block, spins middle, gets fouled and missed the shot with 15-16 to play as Ratliff picks up number three. Takes us to the under 16 break, Missouri by 14. Here in the Big 12 championship game, AC at the free throw line. The senior from Mesquite, Texas, Quincy AC on the season, 76%. This is his first attempt today. 157th on the season, and he makes it.
Yeah, he's a solid player. I mean, he's been a very good player for them all his career. More than 1,280 points, more than 770 rebounds. He's a good one.
Apparently a great kid, too. Makes both free throws. Second one caught the front of the rim and went down. Mizzou by 12, 15-16 to play. Every time you get it offensively with a 12-point lead in a game like this, you got to make sure you get a good shot, don't you?
Absolutely. Value Pressey, the ball.
Right side between the circles. Ratliff takes it middle of the floor, guarded by Jones. Now hands to Phil Pressey. Comes right side, motors. Right corner, Pressey. Top of the key, English. Open three. Missed it. Rebound to the corner taken by Walton. Almost lost it out of bounds in front of the Missouri bench. A.J. Walton with his team down 12 to the right side. Now hands outside Jackson. Reverse it, top of the key, Jones. Left side, Deuce Bello, who's in. Bello outside now for Walton. Right side between the circles, Jackson. 20 on the shot clock. Jackson stands on the Phillips 66 line across the way. Now comes top of the key. 15 on the shot clock for Walton. Walton picked up on the switch by Pressey. Shot clock at 10. Walton into the paint. And a blocking foul against Kim English comes with 14:29 to play. Walton will step to the free throw line as English picks up the personal foul. That's his second.
And that's a good call by the official. That time Kim English was definitely late. There was contact, but it was initiated by Kim. Good call by the official.
So A.J. Walton to the free throw line, a native of Little Rock, Arkansas, a 72% foul shooter. You already start thinking about the foul line with the clock stopped, with Baylor trying to come back now down by 11 as he makes the first.
Right, that's a bad combination. That's what you do not want to have happen. And that time, Matt Preston just got a little bit too far off Walton, and he got ahead of speed and got to the lane. What you got to do against the Walton, you got to jam those guards. Don't let them get an extra dribble, because they do, it puts pressure on your interior defense.
So Baylor scored the last four after Walton's two free throws. It's a 10-point Missouri lead with 14 and a half minutes to play. In a game that Missouri has never trailed. Jumped out to an 8-2 lead. Left side, Dixon, middle floor for English. Comes right side, guarded by AC Hans to Pressey. Takes it left side of the key, loses it on the sideline, taken by Dixon. English drives into the paint, dumps it baseline off of Ratliff, picked up by Walton. Walton away from English, comes into the front court around Pressey to the top of the key, knocked away, picked up by Denman. Denman then loses under the basket. Bello lays it up and in as AC got it to Bello.
It's six unanswered points by Baylor. A little sloppy that time with Missouri. Both ends of the floor. Kim English left his feet to try to pass. That's a no-no.
56-48. Missouri needs to score here with 13:44 to play. They've led by as many as 14, but need to extend this 8-point advantage. English takes it left side of the court, hands to Dixon, sends it right side for Phil Pressey. Pressey to the top of the key, to the left elbow, left corner, English, a three, bang!
Young man from Baltimore, when we need a bucket, he's the man.
It's back to 11 with less than 13 and a half to play. Jones looks into AC for the duck in, sends it left side, Walton, who fans outside between the circles. Into the paint, right side of the lane to the block, challenges Ratliff, banks it home, but an offensive foul with the free arm. Scott Knee with a deep knee bend in front of Joe DeRosa. Wave off the basket, Missouri gets it back, leading by 11.
And that's another good call by the official. You cannot allow the driver to use his other arm as a club, and that's exactly what happened.
Miller in, Jones sits down, 59-48. Harry Jones walking to the Baylor bench. Shoulders slumped just a bit. Tigers into the front court, 13 minutes away from perhaps a Big 12 title. Dixon left side. Good show on the double team. Now tries to split it. Ball taken away by Jackson over the shoulder pack to AC. AC pushes off to the rim and hammers it home.
Mike's got to be tougher with the ball. He knows better than that. Pass the ball before the double team gets there.
Ratliff takes the inbounds, hands to Dixon. 59-50, the Mizzou lead with less than 13 minutes to play. Dixon calls a play, comes to the right side of the court. Right side, Denman. Denman guarded by Walton. Denman puts it on the deck, cut off on the right wing, sends it outside English. Hands off to Dixon. Dixon comes right side of the key, guarded by Pierre Jackson. Dixon picks up the dribble, left side, Pressey, shot clock at 12. Left wing for English with 10. English to Ratliff on the left block. Couple of dribbles against AC. Turns middle, right side, intercepted by Walton on a bad pass. Walton over the shoulder to Jackson, running, put it up, missed it. Rebound English. Tigers run the other way, scoop it to Dixon. Dixon on the left side. Dixon to the trailer. English scoops it, missed it, but got fouled by Quincy AC. AC picks up the personal foul for Baylor. That's his third.
Good job by Missouri running off of that missed basket by Baylor. They had a bunny, and they just didn't quite get it to go. The speed of Missouri, once again, though, pays dividends. Now Kim English goes to the line after he cleans the floor, shoot a couple free throws. That was a big miss by Baylor, because Baylor could have cut the lead to 7, kind of get their small crowd back into it. Missed the layup now with a couple free throws. Kimmy can extend it to double digits.
The senior from Baltimore with 11 points this evening. Make it 12.
Attaboy, coming down the stretch, you got to make those free throws. Missouri now 10 out of 13, Baylor just 6 out of 9. Another good thing for Missouri, just two team fouls for Missouri, two team fouls for Baylor, but we're not worried about them as much as just keeping Baylor off the free throw line.
His next free throw. Made them both, Missouri by 11, 61-50. Now you got to get a stop. The under 12 timeout coming, 12 minutes to play. Jones, right side for Bello. Bello drives into the paint, kicks it outside Heslip, drives to the elbow, teardrop, rims out, tip no good. Bello with the rebound, put it up, fouled by Steve Moore, but that's a good foul. Bello not a good free throw shooter.
Absolutely, just a 53% free throw shooter, and that's what Baylor does. They throw that first teardrop up. If it goes in, great. If not, let's go get the rebound.
Second personal foul on Steve Moore. Takes us to the under 12 break. 61-50, the Missouri lead here in the Big 12 title game.
You're reliving history. More of this classic college game next from Learfield IMG College.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
We understand that sometimes the daydreamer is the visionary. Sometimes the rambler is actually the mentor. And sometimes the eccentric is really the change maker. We understand that greatness is often misunderstood, even underappreciated. But it is greatness that defines us and drives us forward. At Great Southern Bank, we are proud to support all the many individuals who make our community truly great. Great Southern Bank, understanding what really matters. Member FDIC.
Do you and your family suffer from ongoing aches and pains? Reaching for the medicine cabinet each morning? Anti-inflammatories are simply treating your symptoms and not the cause. At Restoration Chiropractic, Dr. Taylor Sirois works with patients to achieve optimal health naturally, without drugs or surgery. Dr. Taylor uses an innovative torque release technique to target problem areas and adjust them at the root of the cause, creating a true experience of health and vitality. Visit Dr. Taylor and his friendly staff at their location on Grindstone or online at chirorestoration.com, where healing starts.
Hey, it's Bubba here. We're in Kansas City to talk barbecue. Excuse me, sir. Where's the best barbecue on the planet?
Columbia. Missouri.
Let's see what St. Louis has to say. Ma'am, where's the best barbecue on the planet?
Hands down, Columbia.
Okay, Bubba here at Como Smoking Fire, about to try some brisket mac and cheese. Oh. Oh! Yeah!
The best barbecue has always been in Missouri. And the best barbecue in Missouri is at Como Smoke and Fire. It's not Kansas City. It's not St. Louis. They are Columbia Barbecue.
From Learfield IMG College, welcome back to this classic college game.
Makes both free throws.
Yeah, those free throws were rock solid. Just
yes,
53%, but that young man, you're right. Good athlete, freshman. He's going to be good.
61-52 is the Mizzou lead. Dixon into the front court, comes to the right side, guarded by Bello, handling the ball. Now reverses it left side between the circles for Pressey. Left wing for Denman. Denman looks inside, guarded by A.J. Walton. Drives around him to the left block, and he's fouled by Walton with 11:33 to play. Walton with a hand on the hip. As Denman blew around him, A.J. Walton picks up the personal foul.
Just a third foul on Baylor, but it's a good play for Marcus Denman, because what that does, you get a fresh 35 and you get Baylor one foul closer to the one-on-ones. And this is a Missouri team that shoots 77% from the free throw line.
A.J. Walton picks up his fourth personal foul. Left baseline, Dixon to Denman, cutting left side, challenges Bello, missed it. Rebound Jones. Good defense by Deuce Bello. Jackson comes the other way, Baylor down by 9. Jackson left side, outside Jones, reverse it right side, Bello looking inside, gets it to Miller on the block against English, stripped by Kim, picked up by Kim, bounces ahead to Dixon, Heslip back, Dixon around Heslip to the block, high off the glass, good. He gets fouled on the play, and Missouri extends the lead back to 11 with a chance to make it 12 with 11:13 to play.
And the crowd's cheering for Michael Dixon, and rightfully so, but number 24 makes the play. Quincy Miller's inside, getting ready to lay it in, and the quick hands of Kim English comes up with another steal. And what do we do off steals? We make them pay, score at the other end.
English sits down as Radliff comes in.
Coach Haith working that bench just like a magician once again.
64-52 Missouri. 11-13 to play. AC to come in next dead ball for Baylor. Jackson, top of the key. Jones, left side, Heslip. Guarded by Matt Pressy. Top of the key taken by Bello. Right side away from the arc for Jackson. Bounce it, right block, Jones. Faces up against Steve Moore. Puts it on the deck, gets into the paint, turns back, fade away, missed it, but got fouled by Steve. Picks up number three with 10:55 to play.
Boy, did everything right until he made him take the shot. That's what you want to do, big fella. He started from about 8 feet, took about a 12-footer. He got him with the body. Good call, but Steve just needs to contest the shot.
Baylor trails by 12. Jones at the free throw line. 70% foul shooter on the season. He's one for one today. Makes the first one.
And there's no question the young man's very skilled. 6'11", 235, has 10 points in this game. Against Kansas, had 18 points and 7 rebounds. I'd just like to see his motor go a little bit better, but not against us. Let's keep playing the way you're playing.
He makes both free throws. The lead 10. 64-54 Missouri. Less than 11 minutes to play here in the Big 12 Championship. Dixon takes it left side of the key. Now comes back middle of the floor. Throws it no look to Ratliff and threw it away. Because Ratliff wasn't looking for the no look.
Right. That's just make the simple pass. You don't have to make the home run pass every time. Here comes little Phil back into the game and he'll put the ball in his hands.
So Dixon with the turnover gives the ball back to Baylor, a chance to cut into Mizzou's 10-point lead. 10:38 to play. Ratliff went over and just patted Dixon on the back. Alley-oop. Chin up on the rim for Perry Jones. Baylor pulls within 8.
Yeah, they run that play once or twice a game, and Dixon's got to get out and put a little more pressure on Pierre Jackson.
Talked about it in the shoot-around because they bring the off-guard up to set the back pick as Jones is coming down court. Right side for Pressy. Pressy on the wing to Dixon. Missouri needing to score here, leading by 8. Dixon drives to the short corner. 10-footer. Good.
I'll tell you what, Michael Dixon's got ice water in his veins. He may make a bad play, but he's going to come down and get you a bucket.
10 minutes to play. Missouri by 10. Jackson right side of the key. Jackson looking inside for AC. Left side for Miller. Left block now for AC. Double team comes to Jackson. Cutty missed it. Tipped up by Jones. Fouled by Ratliff with 9:51 to play. Ratliff picks up number 3. Is it against Ricardo or Steve? It's Steve who picks up number 4. 9:51 to play. Excuse me, that's 3 on Steve.
Yeah, combination Coach Haith has on the floor. Now we have both of our bigs on the floor. And with the two bigs on the floor, last 2 possessions, Baylor's been able to get inside.
It's Perry Jones, who made his last 2 free throws, steps to the line. 9:51 to play. Missouri leading by 10, 66-56. Misses the first. Jones bounces the ball a couple of times, spins it, deep knee band, the right hand player puts it up and in. 66-57, a 9-point Missouri lead, less than 10 minutes to play. Pressy into the front court, guarded by Bello. Comes to the right side. Now blows around him, right side of the lane, right wing Matt Pressy outside for Dixon, right side between the circles. Dixon guarded by Jackson, fans to the left side of the court. Looks for the high screen, good hedge by AC. Left side, Matt Pressy. 12 on the shot clock. Pressy left side of the key, top of the key, into the paint with a curl off the glass, missed it. Rebound, Ratliff rips it away from AC. Missed the shot, rebound pulled down by Jones. Now you got to do it defensively, leading by 9 with 9:15 to play. Jackson drives right block, fouled by Mike Dixon with 9:13 to play. Dixon with a hand on the hip, picking up the personal foul.
Yeah, getting Kim English back in the game. We had Kim English and Marcus Simmons both sitting on the bench, and boy, when that happens, our offense is not nearly as good, but trying to buy some minutes. You've got to give those guys some rest. You know, it's the third game in 3 days for both teams, so both teams now with 9:13 to go, fatigue will be a little bit of a factor.
Baseline right, Jackson looks, now the rainbows it outside, caught by Miller just inside of half court. Sends it to Bello on the right side. Bello driving right block into Ratliff, charging foul. Missouri gets it back with 9:06 to play.
Absolutely. Great defense by Ricardo Ratliff, the freshman out of control and runs right through Ratliff. Now Tigers up 9 with the ball.
Bello picks up the personal foul. On Deuce Bello, that is his first. Quincy Miller goes out as Franklin comes in.
Five team fouls now on Baylor, six team fouls on Missouri. A little full court pressure by Baylor. This should not bother Missouri, especially with Dixon and Phil Pressing.
English inbound, looks, throws it on the right side. Matt Pressey takes it, guarded by Franklin. Now gives it back to Dixon, who leaves it for Pressey. 9 minutes to play. Missouri leads by nine. Needs a basket here. Dixon on the left side. Top of the key, English. Hands off for Pressey on an interchange. Off a Radliff pick. Top of the key, English. Wide open three. Bang! Missouri extends it.
They better find Kim English. Kim English knocking down a shot. Kim English now has 16.
Trying to make a statement as the tourney MVP is the senior from Baltimore. It's a 12-point lead with 8.5 to play. Jackson against the 2-3 zone. Left side, Bellow. Block left away from the arc on the wing. Taken now. Outside for Jackson. Right side, Franklin. Drives to the baseline. Jones inside the arc from 17 from the right side. Misses. Rebound tip. Jones gets it in the paint. Teardrop. Missed it. Rebound Bellow on the left baseline. Jumps up. Scoops it. Missed it. But gets fouled with 8:13 to play.
Three offensive.
Radliff picks up his third.
Yep. Three offensive rebounds by Baylor. And all Coach Haith can do is just look at his assistants and said, you know, just didn't go our way. But more importantly, now that's 17 fouls on Missouri. We got 8:13 to go in the game, and we do not want Baylor to get back in this game at the free throw line. Every foul here on out, Baylor goes and shoots free throws.
Keep in mind, because they talked about it so much during the shoot-around this morning, in terms of Deuce Bellow and what he does. He's an offensive rebounder.
Absolutely. That's what the young man does. You know, 6'4", 180, but very springy. And he gets in there, and they just keep the ball alive, and he's got that quick step, and he can jump up, finish the shot.
Bellow makes the first. It's an 11-point Missouri lead. Misses the next. Rebound tip by AC, run down by English. Tigers by 11 as we approach the 8-minute mark here in the Big 12 championship game at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. With Gary Link, I'm Mike Kelly. Mal Weingartner, our producer and engineer, Colin Fromm, runs things for us back at Learfield. English hands to Pressey, comes off a Moore pick. Back to English, top of the key. English to the right side of the key, now fans outside. English with 15, guarded by Jones. Left side, Pressey. 12 on the shot clock as Phil Pressey takes it with less than 8 minutes to play. Palms it with the right hand, 7 on the shot clock. 6 on the shot clock. Comes left side, splits the defender, and he's fouled by Jones with a reach. Takes us to the under 8 break. Missouri leading Baylor 69-58. Tigers have the ball, leading by 11, 7.5 to go. Important possession here, Gary.
Yes, it is. Good shot here.
Denman to the top of the key. Right side, English. English drives. Right block. Jumps up. Left wing, Dixon. Wide open three. Missed it. Got a great shot, but couldn't knock it down. 7:20 to play. Jackson drives. Scoops it up and in.
Yeah, it was a terrific shot by Michael. Now he's got to do a little better job on the defensive end. That time Jackson just blew right by him.
9-point lead, 3 possessions, 7:10 to play in the Big 12 title game. Just inside a half court, Pressey throws it right side away from the arc for Denman, guarded by Heslop. Off a Moore pick, now off an English pick to the top of the key. Back to English right side, guarded by Heslop. Shot clock at 15. English drives to the right baseline, mishandles it. Saves it in the left corner to Pressey. To the left elbow. Scoops it outside. Dixon, 7 on the shot clock. Dixon, left side of the lane. Throws it outside. Pressey, 3 on the shot clock. Deep 3. Missed it. Rebound Baylor. They have a chance to cut into the 9-point lead with 6.5 to play.
Need a stop.
Very needing a stop. Jackson, top of the key for AC. Left side for Walton. Walton to Heslop. Heslop cut off. Left side, Walton now away from the arc. 20 on the shot clock. Walton off a pick to the top of the key. Walton drives to the elbow, to the right baseline. Pivots, bounces it outside. Jackson, top of the key, 3, misses. Rebound pulled down by Denman.
Good possession that time by Missouri. Nice defense. Didn't bail him out with a foul.
Now Missouri has to be patient and really be determined to get good shots. Leading by 9 as we approach the 6-minute mark. Denman, top of the key, English, takes it left side of the key, hands to Pressey on a weave, comes to the right side off a Moore pick, back to English, middle of the floor, missed Steve Moore, now gets it to him left side of the lane, brings it outside and gives it to English. Shot clock at 10 as Pressey takes it, less than 6 to play, Missouri by 9, shot clock at 7, toe race 3, bang, he buried it, the lead goes to 12, he hit it from about 28 feet.
Little Phil Pressey having a game in a tournament.
72-60 with 5.5 to play. The Tiger fans come to their feet again here at the Sprint Center, perhaps sensing a tournament title. Heslop, right side for Walton. Walton, top of the key for AC. Acey floats it on a flare cut to the right corner. Cut off is Jackson, but Pressey gets called for a blocking foul. Mike Stewart, right on the baseline in front of him, makes the call. Jones comes in for Baylor. Ratliff back for Missouri. Pressey picks up the personal foul. That's his third.
That's a foul you can live with, because what Phil Pressey's trying to do, he's trying to, you know, get that position. I think he was a little bit late, and then once again, good call by the officials. When you see John Higgins on the floor, you kind of think you're going to get a good game almost every night. And I'm going to tell you what, these officials have done a terrific job.
Yeah, they really have. Great job. Jackson at the free throw line, trying to pull Baylor within 10. Muscular point guard makes the free throw.
Yeah, they make their free throws. I said, that's how they won the game last night against Kansas. They were 24 out of 28. They played 33 games, and they shoot 75% from the free throw line.
Pierre Jackson with Deuce Bello waiting to come in. Makes the next. Heslip sits down as Bello comes in. Full court pressure now from Baylor. Down by 10 with 5:19 to play.
A little defense offense here. Heslip has a tough time guarding any Missouri player, but they give up that three-point shooter with him on the bench.
Pressey takes it from Dixon. Bello backing off as he comes into the front court, middle of the floor. Pressey to the right side, bumps it outside, leaves it for English. Guarded by Acey, takes it left side of the court, now spins to the free throw line. Right side for Dixon. Shot clock at 19. 5 minutes to play in the game. Mizzou by 10. Dixon on the right side, fans outside, now comes around a pick, looks inside, throws it right side, English, 10 on the shot clock, pull up three off the bounce, bang! Nothing but water!
Timeout, Scott Drew, Missouri 8 for 18 from distance, 4:51 away from winning a championship.
English has got 16, he's 6 of 10 from the field, he's got 19 on 6 of 10 shooting. Ratliff has got 15. Missouri leads by 13 with less than 5 to play.
It's a game that Baylor's never led. Missouri's come out and right from the get-go found a way to get an early lead. Tigers 55% from the field, nearly 50% from the three-point line, 80% from the free throw line, being out-rebounded by Baylor, but Missouri's only turned it over 8 times. Tigers lead by 13.
English, Dixon, Ratliff, Pressey, and Pressey. Baylor with Bello, Jackson, along with Perry Jones. Acey and A.J. Walton.
Kim English now in the tournament is 26 for 33 from the field.
And he was shooting in 4 games here in this building this year, 77%. Jackson drives right side of the lane, jumps into Ratliff, scoops it up and draws the foul with 4:40 to go. Ratliff's got to be careful. That's number 4. It comes with 4:40 to play. Denman will come in for Missouri as Ratliff picks up number 4.
That's a good point. Not only is it the number is 4th foul, but it stops the clock. That's a position, if you're a little bit out of position, go ahead and give them the layup.
Yeah.
They're going to make the free throws. You give them the layup, the clock keeps running. You can come down and run offense.
Jackson, a pair of free throws, made his last 2. Trying to pull Baylor with 11. Misses the first.
Atta
boy. And from a big man's perspective, as you know, when those little guys come at you and you're moving your feet, you're trying to avoid contact, but then they jump into you. You're not set, so you're in no man's land.
Absolutely. You're going to get the call every time. That's why you just got to keep going back, and don't let them, when they jump in, you go straight up. Don't let them initiate the contact.
Tigers lead by 13, 4:40 to go. Pierre Jackson, second free throw about to come. Rims home. 75-63 Missouri. Full court pressure. Dixon takes it on the right sideline. Now leaves it back for Pressey, guarded by Bello. Bello backs off as Pressey brings it into the front court. Pressey right side. Off a Ratliff pick, left side of the key. Now back off the Ratliff pick, right side, left wing English, left baseline Denman, left block Ratliff. Ratliff, right wing Dixon, wide open 3. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by Jones. Dixon having the shooting night that Denman had, it seems like. Into the paint, Walton. Walton, top of the key for Acey. 4:10 to play. Walton a 3. Missed it. Rebound, Bello in the paint. Puts it up, and a foul on Ratliff is his 5th. Bello jumps into him. Ratliff fouls out with 4:06 to play.
But again, it's a second chance opportunity that really hurt Missouri that time. Baylor takes a bad shot, but Bellows there for that offensive rebound. Got to finish this game strong. 4:06 to go. Tigers are going to have to do it without Ricardo Ratliff.
And Steve Moore is going to have to dig to somewhere that he's done on several occasions this year.
Absolutely. No question about it. Come on. You got 4:06 to go. There's going to be a media timeout. There's going to be free throws. Big 32. You're from Kansas City. Go out in style.
So Ratliff fouls out with 4:06 to play. Finishes with 15 points.
Get caught up in the emotion, but you know that's one of those plays definitely when you have four fouls with 4 minutes to go, no basket would be worth your fifth foul, but you know what, next play you move on.
Bello makes the free throw, 75-64. Deuce Bello trying to pull Baylor within 10 with just over four to play, makes the free throw, 75-65, and a foul on Bello against Phil Pressey with 4:04 to play. He reached in, and Phil was strong enough with the ball. The foul goes against Bello. That's his third.
Seventh foul on Baylor, so now it's 1-on-1. Missouri's committed 10, so every foul Missouri commits here on out, Baylor goes to the free throw line for two. And like we said before, make Baylor beat you from the field. Only 22 Baylor baskets in this whole game. Missouri's made 27, so don't let Baylor get back into it at the free throw line.
We're going to look at the monitor.
Yeah, they're checking for Phil, and Scott Drew's whining that, you know, they hit him in the face. You got to be able to protect yourself with the ball. When guys are reaching in on the ball, that's a no. You don't do that at this level. And I think all Phil did was keep the ball right in front of him, because if you're casual with the ball, they knock it out of your hands, then you're sitting on the bench. That certainly wasn't a headhunt.
4:04 to play. Stoppage in play. Again, Missouri lost Ratliff just moments ago to his fifth foul. 1-1 for Phil Pressey as it came back clean on the review from Mike Stewart, John Higgins, and Joe DeRosa working this championship game here in the Big 12 Conference.
And clearly we want to make sure the game's called the right way, and we don't say that you should ever headhunt for sure, but it's amazing all the big players, all the content that goes on, and then Phil Pressey at 5'10", but over, free throw line, shoot a couple free throws.
Pressey a pair of free throws, trying to put Missouri up by 12 with 4:04 to play. Left it short. Was not a confident-looking shot, was it? His first miss of the day, Jackson into the front court. It's a 10-point Missouri lead with under four to play. Jackson right side for Walton. You know they're going to try and pound it inside. Missouri goes 2-3. Bello looks inside, throws it to Jones, left baseline. Jones outside Jackson, right side Walton. Walton drives into the paint, puts it up and makes it. It's an 8-point Missouri lead with 3:40 to play. Here comes the full court pressure.
Full court pressure. You got to do a better job of running offense and getting good shots.
Mike Dixon will bring it down, guarded by Jackson with 3.5 to play. Missouri leading by 8 as Dixon comes into the front court. Dixon fans outside, handling the ball on the right side of the court. Middle of the floor, gets the left side of the key. Now left elbow, right side Steve, hands it outside now for Dixon. Dixon fouled by Jackson with 3:21 to play. Pierre Jackson picks up his third. It'll send Mike Dixon to the free throw line. With 3 minutes and 21 seconds to play, Missouri leads Baylor 75-67.
You're reliving history. This classic college game continues next from Learfield IMG College.
Life's full of little challenges. What's a good APY? What is an APY? HELOC, HSA, Now Account? These are words? How exactly do you... This is when you need your go-to, the person who knows how to explain it, do it, make it happen. At Great Southern Bank, we understand the importance of having a go-to, someone who can share advice and point you in the right direction. Great Southern Bank, your go-to for how-to. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faro Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
MU Healthcare understands the uncertainty that comes with coronavirus can be a stressful time for our community. While we're taking care of patients on the front lines, MU Healthcare wants to ensure you're taking care of yourself at home. Here are a few things you can do to protect your mental health. Connect with others daily. Eat healthy, well-balanced meals. And take time to unwind. These small steps can help create a sense of control when it's needed the most. For more info, visit muhealth.org.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
From Learfield IMG College, you're listening to a classic college game.
Dixon at the free throw line. He's got 12. Pressey's got 11. Denman's got 11. And English has 19. Got to make your free throws here.
Absolutely. Boy, and how great is this for three Kansas City players? Steve Moore, Michael Dixon, Marcus Denman, 3 minutes and 21 seconds away from a Big 12 Conference Tournament Championship.
Dixon makes the first. Rock solid.
You're not kidding. That young man will make a free throw for you.
76-67. Tries to push the lead back to 10 as Heslop gets ready to come back in for Baylor. Rims home the next. 77-67. Heslop in. Bello sits down.
Defense, offense. Now, you know what Brady Heslop did? He did it against Kansas. He'll bury a three on you. You got to get out in him.
Difference is they have the lead, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. A little easier to shoot him when you're winning.
Tiger fans come to their feet. 3 minutes and 21 seconds to go. Jackson lets the ball roll all the way in the front court. Picks it up. Now drives. Sends it left corner. Walton drives. Kicks it into Acey. Scoops it up. Missed it as Steve Moore picks up the foul. Steve Moore picks up his fourth.
Yeah, good call. Absolute good call, Steve. Definitely got him with the body. He's looking over to the bench. And Phil's got to do a little better job of not letting Pierre Jackson turn the corner and get in there. When he gets in there like that, puts a lot of pressure on our defense.
So the lead is 10 with 3:14 to go, and Baylor will shoot a pair of free throws. Missouri, it's 10th foul. AC misses the free throw.
I mentioned against Kansas, Baylor got to the free throw line 28 times. Well, they did a good job here in the second half. That's their 24th free throw. They've made 17. They put a lot of pressure on Missouri in the second half.
Quincy AC's next free throw. Made it. It's a 9-point lead. 77-68, full court pressure. Dixon takes it, guarded by Jackson. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Dixon in the backcourt throws it ahead to English. English on the right side, back to Dixon, guarded by Bello, who comes back in. Dixon, right side between the circles in front of us. Comes off a Moore pick, middle of four, picked up by Jones. Now spins, looking for somebody to move. Dixon, middle of four. Shot clock at 16. Dixon handling the ball just inside of half court, trying to break down Bello with 12. Now with 10. Fans outside calls for the high screen with 8. Gets to the right wing. Walk with the ball almost. Gets it left corner. Denman three. Missed it. Rebound Baylor. They trail by 9. A chance to cut in the lead with 2:38 to go. Jackson to the right side. Drives. Throws it into Jones. Jump hook good. 77-70. And a foul in the backcourt. Baylor fouls Missouri's Phil Pressey. Bello picks up the personal foul.
That's a good play by Baylor. I think they got to do, they got to get that clock stopped. Phil Pressey now goes free throw line 1-on-1. That's the ninth team foul on Baylor. So here on out, Missouri will shoot a couple. Last possession with Missouri was rock solid. They ran the shot clock all the way down. Dixon did a terrific thing. Gave it to Marcus Denman and a shot that he'll make 50% of the time. Just missed a shot. Sometimes they won't go in. Just get enough good ones.
Important thing, it's still a three possession game with 2.5 to play. Misses the free throw. Rebound Jones. 77-70. Baylor's got the ball with 2:25 to play, down by 7. Driving is Jackson underneath. Throws it to AC. Blocking foul called against Missouri by Joe DeRosa. As they get English with the foul, that'll be his second.
Well, it's clear what Baylor's doing right now. They're just flooding the inside defense of Missouri with no Ricardo Ratliff. They realize they can just put that ball inside every time.
Marcus Denman's going to come in. AC back to the free throw line where he went 1 of 2.
Got to go a little offense defense here. Marcus Denman coming back in the game.
And Basie solid at the free throw line, 77-71. A two-possession game with 2:20 to play. Matt Pressey goes out.
Yeah, a lot of time in this game, no question about that. But now, next foul on Baylor, both teams in the double bonus.
And a reminder, Ricardo Ratliff fouled out of this game with 4:06 to play. Basie makes both free throws. It's 77-72. Missouri needs to score offensively. Gary on this possession. Inbound taken by Dixon. Over the top of Walton. Waves everyone off. Franklin in. He dribbles around the double team to the right side. Now throws it left side for Pressey. Pressey's fouled. Hack-a-shack approach here as they try to fill little Phil Pressey.
That's all right. I'll tell you what. Phil Pressey's going to go to the free throw line. He's going to knock these down. That's the 10th team foul on Baylor. Now you shoot two instead of 1-1. You're up five. Go to the free throw line, young man, and make a couple free throws.
2:12 to play. Missouri leads 77-72. Pressey with a pair. He's 2-for-4 today. A little guy from Dallas spins the ball. Deep knee bend. Puts it up and in. Rock solid 78-72.
Well, you love to see it when your point guards can make free throws down the stretch. And Phil Pressey, what a player for the University of Missouri.
Next free throw from Phil about to come with Missouri leading by 6. This would make it a 3-possession game with just over 2 minutes left. Made them both.
Now you need to stop. This is one possession. 2 minutes to go in the game. You need to stop.
Tiger fans come to their feet. Jackson into the front court. 2:10 to play. Jackson drives into the paint. Lost it. Picked up by Steve Moore. Steve Moore almost tied up. Outlet to Dixon. Dixon pushes. Dixon spins away from the defender. Comes middle of the floor. Missouri sets it with 2 minutes to play, leading by 7. 79-72. Once again, Steve Moore with great defense. Dixon loses the ball, gets it back, gets fouled by Jackson with 1:51 to go and rolled an ankle in the process.
Steve Moore does a nice job that time of getting the ball, but Phil Pressey's the guy that came up with the steal. Those good, quick hands in there. Michael Dixon wanted to go to the free throw line. There's some players at the end of the game that want the ball. Michael Dixon wants the ball.
79-72, 1:51 to play. Crowd standing here at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. Missouri trying to close its run in the Big 12 with a tournament title. Free throw good.
Thousands and thousands of free throws he shot as a young man. And to have this stage in your hometown, 1:51 away from a championship, and you're on the free throw line.
Makes them both. 81-72, they roll the ball in. Picked up by Jackson in the backcourt. 1:50 away from a title. Jackson, quick three, missed it. Rebound, Pressey. Missouri's got it as AC falls down. Pressey into the front court, fouled by Jackson, who fouls out of the ballgame with 1:41 to play.
You know what, you can hack a shack all you want. This team shoots 77% from the free throw line. This crowd's starting to sense it. It's not over yet, but Missouri's 1 minute and 41 seconds away from winning 3 games in 3 days and winning number 30 on the year.
Jackson fouls out, the talented point guard, with 10 points today for Baylor.
Clearly with 1:41 to go in the game, too, no matter what Missouri does, no matter what Baylor does on the other end, they're going to have to foul every time. So Missouri goes to the free throw line, takes care of free throws, they win this thing.
You can see the emotion with the head coaches, with the head coach Frank Haith, calm and cool. But you look at Isaac Chu and Tim Fuller, two young guys that do such a great job scouting the opposition. Ernie Nestor, the crafty veteran of the staff.
Hey, it's emotional. I'm telling you what. I mean,
it's emotional for us, brother. 81-72. Free throw good. Missouri now 5-for-5 since the 2:12 mark.
Boy, that's
six
good.
6-for-6. It's 83-72.
That's good.
Baylor rolls it in. Walton into the front court. 1:38 to play. To Heslip, double teamed. Almost lost it. Heslip into the paint. Scoops it up. Missed it. Rebound English. Tigers 1:33 away from a tournament title. Dixon in the backcourt. Double teamed on the sideline. Lost the ball. Picks it up into the front court. Now it's free to the wing. And Missouri gets a timeout. Taken as that play was unraveling.
Michael Dixon was hunting a foul, and Big Steve goes to him. Kim says, look at the clock. We're 1:24 away from being a champion. Pass that ball.
Tigers beat Baylor in Oklahoma City in 09, thanks to the efforts of Damari Carroll, Leo Lyons, our buddy Matt Lawrence, and a couple of young guys by the name of Denman and English.
Boy, what a way for those guys. If we can hang on, win this thing, win it as freshmen, you win it as seniors, still got a lot of basketball to play, but it's a gutty effort. I'm going to tell you what, we know that Jim English wasn't quite right, Marcus Emmett wasn't quite right, but they came out here and they found a way. They found a way. A
couple of points we need to make. Be sure and be at Mizzou Arena tomorrow.
Absolutely.
The NCAA selection show. It's open to the public. As many fans as can be there as possible. You're going to get a chance to have the crew from CBS there. Also, the live drop-ins. First 1,000 get free posters. Left sideline, 124 to play. Missouri leads by 11. Into the backcourt, Dixon takes the inbounds pass. Dixon, guarded by Walton, comes into the frontcourt with 119 to play. Missouri in control, leading by 11. Now Denman takes it. Guarded by Franklin. Denman, double team, floats it over to Pressey. 110 to play. Pressey with 10 on the shot clock. Gets the left wing. Pivots away and kicks it outside to Denman. 7 on the shot clock. Drives it to the elbow. Bounces it to Steve for the miss! And the exclamation point on a Big 12 tournament title.
With authority.
Walton driving. Blocked out of bounds by Steve Moore with 53 seconds to play. ...85-72 Mizzou. Tigers 53 seconds away from win number 30.
In a game they never trailed.
Heslip right wing, toe raise three, money.
Jim Range.
85-75, Denman fouled by Bello with 50 seconds to play, a 10-point game.
Only right, we had big Steve Moore banging the dunk. We had Michael Dixon knocking down free throws. And now Marcus Denman, the other Kansas City native, going to the line, shoot a couple free throws.
The SEC champ reigns in from the Sprint Center in Kansas City. Hey, another reminder, Missouri's team will travel back to Columbia after the game tonight, scheduled right now to arrive at Mizzou Arena at about 10:30.
That is going to be one happy bus ride home.
The governor looks on with a big smile. The head football coach taking pictures with fans. Denman buries the free throw, the lead back to 11.
Thank you, Marcus Denman. 81% now from the free throw line for Missouri. 54 for the game, 43 from the three. Tigers are going to win the 2012 Big 12 tournament champion.
Denman's next. Rims home since the 2-12 mark. Missouri is 8 for 8 at the free throw line. They lead by 12 with 50 seconds left. They're going to make it three straight over Baylor. Heslip on the right side. Ball fake. Deep three. Missed this one. Rebound Steve Moore. Outlet. Denman wrapped up by Jones with 37.3 seconds to go. The Tigers are going to 30-4, gang. Missouri's going to win the Big 12 tournament title. Missouri's going to exit to the SEC and head into the NCAA tournament next week.
So much for beating a team three times. Missouri beat Texas last night for the third time this year. They're beating Baylor tonight for the third time. You know, you beat teams three times because you're good. This Missouri team is good.
Mike Alden, happy over across the way, shaking hands with the governor as Denman makes the free throw. Missouri 9 for 9 from the line since the 2-12 mark. 88-75 now.
Well, Mr. Ninus is here to present the trophy to the winning team, the Missouri Tigers.
89-75. Missouri went by 14, matching the biggest lead. 36 seconds to go. Franklin drives. No fouls here. Jumps into Steve Moore. No call. Ball comes free. Taken away by English. 30 seconds to go. Missouri can just dribble it out as Michael Dixon hacked in the backcourt by Quincy Acey.
And Scott Drew is telling his team, ain't no fouls. I mean, that's just Quincy Acey, good player. But, you know, it's over, my friend.
That was an emotional foul by a senior.
That's all that was.
And if you talk to anybody from Baylor, they'll tell you he's one of the best kids you can ever be around. And so, you know, you give him a pass on that. That was just the emotions of the game.
Absolutely. No question about it. And our boy Michael Dixon, I got to be honest, you know, he's got the flair for the dramatic. I mean, I don't think he was hit quite as hard as he maybe pretended to be.
Misses the free throw. It's the first miss for Missouri since the 2-12 mark. They had made 10 straight since then.
The only reason he missed, he wants the celebration to begin. They're ready. This team is ready to celebrate. Cut down a couple nets.
With Denman injured, English injured, Missouri prevails today.
Find a way.
90-75 Missouri. Walton into the front court. Walton spins left side of the lane, scoops it up, and it misses. Rebound Moore. 19 seconds away. Missouri can dribble out the clock. Denman in the backcourt. How appropriate. The native of Kansas City waving for the crowd to come to their feet. 9 seconds away from a tournament title. Denman dribbling just inside of half court. The Missouri Tigers win number 30. Mizzou 90. Baylor 75. The Tigers of old Mizzou are the Big 12 tournament champs here at the Sprint Center in Kansas City.
The lawyers of Harper, Evans, Wade, and Nettemeyer present this copyrighted broadcast, an exclusive presentation of Learfield IMG College, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Missouri. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Missouri and Mizzou Sports Properties. Our announcers are employed by the Central Bank Tiger Network with the approval of the University of Missouri. The general manager of Mizzou Sports Properties is Josh Pell. I'm Mike Kelly. Thanks for listening to this Mizzou Classic, brought to you by Shelter Insurance on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College.
This has been a classic college game on the Central Bank Tiger Network. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Central Bank Tiger Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.